Jeff Howe's Longhorn Notebook.
Just going to close some stuff out. Just want to remind everybody, get over to Horns 24/7. Plenty of recruiting information over there. Jordan Scruggs, who we just announced yesterday as our new hire working on the recruiting side, has the visitor list going, a rolling visitor list for the Texas Elite Camp, which is going on this weekend. Camp season, Cam. Camp season is here. Evaluation season
yes, sir.
Is here. Scholarship's going to go out to guys in the classes of 27, 26, 25. So busy weekend for Sark and the Texas staff. Plenty of wrap-up from SEC spring meetings in Destin. And we're also going to have, assuming that baseball game gets started on time, which an hour from now, 12:45, we'll get you the pregame here on the Horn for Texas and Louisiana. 1 o'clock first pitch. That game is going to be broadcast on the Longhorn Network. It's on LHN. But, if you want to watch it, just watch the TV, put it on mute, and listen to Craig and Roger call the game. So that would
ESPN
be the best
Plus. It's on ESPN Plus and also Longhorn Network, for those asking.
Oh, it's on Plus as well?
Yes.
Okay.
It'll be a simulcast.
Either way you want to do it. You want to do it on LHN, you want to do it on Plus, just turn the volume down and listen to Craig and Roger call the game.
Three quick score updates. Texas Tech up 1-0 over UConn, top of the third. Kentucky, the number 12 seed in the tournament, they're tied up with Ball State, top of the third. And then Virginia all over Army, 6-0. Bottom of the second.
Yeah, that's another, when we had the question of who would you schedule for Texas' non-conference game, the fourth non-conference game, someone mentioned one of the service academies. I wouldn't mind that either. Here's the difference, though.
Not Army.
When you're playing one of the, or Air Force, really, any of them, really. Again, those are no-win situation games. You've got a week to prepare for the option. That's usually not enough.
Nope.
That's a real roll of the dice, but,
You see it in high school where teams, they'll play the spread, and then, by the way, we have a slot T team next week, and they'll be 11-1 season. What's that one loss? Oh, it was to a team, the slot T, because we had 4 days to get our defense in.
It's really weird how it's gone in 20 years since I played high school ball, where you might face one or two spread teams a year, and the rest of the time you're facing teams that run like T formation or wing T or some variation thereof. We scrimmaged Liberty Hill. Coach Vance had just gotten there, and I think when we scrimmaged them, actually that was his first year. My senior year was his first year at Liberty Hill, so they were just starting to install the slot T.
How did that scrimmage go for you guys?
It was competitive, because in the year one with the slot T was,
there's still a lot of kinks being worked out.
Very much so.
If you haven't watched the slot T, when I came to Texas, I hadn't seen it too much in North Carolina. Saw Liberty Hill, it was like, man. When they have it rolling at 100%, it's like, why doesn't every high school just run this offense? And then you see a team that will botch a snap or botch a handoff. It's like, okay, that's why they had 3 turnovers and 3 straight possessions.
That's why if you go back, Cam, and look at pull up some old Texas stats. Like, you can go to TexasSports.com and pull up historical stats. If you go back and look at some of those wishbone teams, they would have like upwards 20, 30, 40 fumbles a year.
Yeah.
Because the reads and everything, you can have confusion at the mesh point. And yeah, that's the one downside, is you tend to put the ball on the ground a lot more
yeah.
in an option-based offense than you do in a conventional offense. Belton Gringo, thank you for your contributions as always. Says A&M is a wannabe service academy. I never met one Aggie officer at any base I was stationed at or deployed at. Where are they? Okay. That's Belton Gringo. You can send your complaints to beltongringo@gmail.com. Boy, I feel really bad if somebody has an email address, beltongringo@gmail.com. If you do, my apologies. But at any rate, you can get over to Horns 24/7. We're not talking about slot T over there, but plenty of recruiting information, getting you ready for the baseball game, basketball, all kinds of stuff. Also, plenty of good conversation. We've got some really good hardcore Texas basketball fans on our board, really going in-depth on the Dylan Mitchell discussion, kind of what that means for the roster makeup. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, Cam, with Dylan Mitchell coming back. And I'll just kind of make this my overriding theme on the Dylan Mitchell situation going into the rest of the summer. Dylan Mitchell's not coming back to Texas to play 17 and a half minutes a game, and he's not coming back to Texas to have a secondary role. So I'm thinking they're probably going to open it up a little bit for him on offense, let him try to function as a three. And, they're still going to recruit Arthur Kaluma, but Kaluma's got a lot of options. And right now, Kentucky looks really enticing, because have you seen John Calipari's roster?
Depleted.
He's, as of right now, Kentucky has 7 scholarship players for next year. 5 of them are freshmen.
Yep.
So Kentucky's enticing for Kaluma and a couple other places are. Where if I'm a guy like Kaluma, I had to be looking at that Dylan Mitchell situation because Texas, has been on Kaluma for a while. Also, Tyron Lawrence from Vanderbilt's a guard option Texas really liked, as expected yesterday. Had gone ahead the day before the deadline, pulled his name out of the draft, but yesterday pulled his name out of the transfer portal, announced that he's heading back to Vanderbilt. That was expected. So Rodney Terry and company, a little work to do to finish off the roster. And Texas, Cam Sark and company rocking and rolling. All 85 scholarship bodies. There are 85 scholarships on the nose during summer workouts. So it's true. That's what Trill Carter, Ryan Sanborn, all the high school guys getting in. The only one that I know of. I know Will Randall's probably not going to play this year because of the ACL, but you got healthy, able bodies, a full complement of scholarship guys going through summer workouts. Things are really starting to look up, at least from a roster construction standpoint on the 40 acres, if nothing else.